When the COVID-19 pandemic began nearly a year ago, addiction treatment doctors knew it would make their jobs even harder. The combination of isolation, stress, and coronavirus restrictions on treatment has been deadly, pushing overdose deaths to a record level. In the second of a series of reports, Corinne Boyer asked experts from around the Ohio Valley and in the new White House administration how they are treating addiction during the pandemic.
Since 2012, Second Chance Center for Addiction Treatment has treated people with substance and opioid use disorders in Lexington. As news of the COVID-19 pandemic unfolded, CEO Dr. Tuan Tran knew what the implications might mean for his patients.
We're going to probably see a surge in the number of cases of patients experiencing suicidal ideation, increased patients with addiction, and for those who have been stable in treatment, the increased isolation will result in multiple relapses.
Tran says the clinic couldn't monitor some patients for months, and the lack of face-to-face interaction resulted in additional illicit drug use. During the pandemic, the U.S. has suffered the largest number of overdose deaths in a 12-month period, and overdose deaths in parts of the Ohio Valley rose even faster than the national average. But the pandemic has also catalyzed additional responses to the epidemic. One Second Chance client agrees that the pandemic will lead to an increase of people with addiction. He asks that we not use his name because of the stigma associated with addiction.
Anytime you have people with addiction and they're being forced to stay at home, I think it's going to create a bigger problem.
He says he comes from a stable background, has a job and a family, but the isolation is, quote, extremely tough. He doesn't think the disease is widely understood. He says the public
doesn't have a very broad knowledge of what people with addiction go through, what the disease is. People with addiction are kind of left behind.
Second Chance saw how gaps in treatment were leaving clients behind. The staff extended Wi-Fi to the parking lot so people could participate in group therapy sessions from their cars. Tran says patients without phones or internet used an isolated space in the clinic to safely attend telemedicine visits.
We take it for granted everyone has a cell phone, everyone has a laptop or a computer, but that's not necessarily the case.
West Virginia is the state with the nation's highest overdose death rate. Christina Mullins, a commissioner for the state's Department of Health, says relapses are common because of the chronic nature of the disease. When the federal government awarded the state nearly $44 million last year to address the crisis, she says the first goal was a massive distribution of the overdose reversal drug naloxone.
And to be completely honest, our goal was to stop death so that we could get people into treatment or back into treatment.
Transportation is a barrier for some rural clients, so West Virginia's Department of Health and the State Public Transit Association worked together to offer free rides.
And since the pandemic started, we've run over 7,700 of those deviated routes, getting people back and forth to where they need to be. It has been one of the biggest challenges in my public health career.
At the federal level, health officials are just beginning their duties in the Biden administration and acknowledge that more people with substance use disorder need access to treatment. Regina LaBelle is Biden's acting director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
We have to develop a treatment infrastructure around this country that makes sure that we can get people the treatment they need, the services they need, when they need it.
LaBelle says the pandemic has allowed for some policy revisions that improved access to treatment, such as telehealth.
The ability to do telehealth has been a game changer for their ability to connect with their patients. And it's really helped to retain people in treatment during this very uncertain time.
LaBelle says her office will look at what temporary policy changes should be made permanent to remove barriers from treatment. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
This is the second of three stories that look at the addiction crisis during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.